Welcome to the Painless Flipping Podcast, where our goal is to help you guys get into real estate investing. And we know it can be difficult to do anything for the first time. So if you're a brand new investor, we want to take the pain away. So welcome again to the Painless Flipping Podcast, where we bring on experts to help you take away that pain by learning from their experiences. So we have an expert today, Alex Powell. He's one of my pals from Canada, and we're going to get right into how he got into real estate investing. What's up, Alex?
How's it going, man? Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, man, I bet you get that a lot, like pal.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I thought about my pal, Alex. Yeah,
it's,
you
it's
go.
Conducive. It's good. You'd be surprised how many people still screwed up those three letters. But it's funny enough.
Can you believe that? What do they say?
I got the P O W E L L. It's just they overcomplicate it, I think.
Yeah, I got you. All right, man. Well, tell us a little bit about who you are in less than 60 seconds, and we'll dive into your journey and what you're up to now.
Yeah, awesome. So, my background actually, I'm an engineer by study, and I was working in project coordination, project management before I got into real estate, and that kind of helped me with construction management. I was always very interested in construction, so from there I started buying houses and flipping them on my own time, evenings, weekends, kind of putting in all the sweat equity. And Canada went through just a sensational real estate boom right in that time. So I had acquired a few properties at the time, and things just skyrocketed, and it really helped position me for doing this as a full-time career. And I kind of also learned before things got completely chaotic. So I learned from these old-timer real estate investors. So, a lot of the steps that I was taking was still very conservative, which actually has served us super well right now, where interest rates went through the roof and you saw a lot
Excellent
of people
job.
Belly up. And we're like, we managed to weather the storm, it was pretty cool. So, we started off, I started buying a single family house, living in it, house hacking it, then, added an additional basement bedroom where I actually lived in the bathroom. Then I duplexed a place, and I flipped one place and another, and next thing you know, I quit my job. And then I met my wife, Kaylee. Actually, I got my real estate license, and we met through real estate.
Wow.
And now we have three kids. We got a baby number four on the way, actually in January. So we're really, really excited about that. And we've gotten into some pretty cool projects. Like we've done, $700,000 major renovations on apartment buildings. We've jacked up and leveled out like four-story buildings kind of thing. So we've done some really fun things. And that's the part I like about real estate is you can get into some pretty ugly deals. And if you can make it nice and beautiful, you can kind of – there's a lot of upside potential on some of these opportunities. So
that's been a
big thing. And that's what we're focusing on now. We're actually going to be looking at value-add opportunities, but in larger scale buildings. We've been slowly scaling up into the apartment building world. So now we have a number of them under our belt – all across, not just Ontario, but we've done New Brunswick, we've done Alberta, we've also bought in Columbus, Ohio. So it's really exciting stuff.
That is exciting, and I really like that. That's amazing. So you said you were an engineer, or you were studying to be an engineer. I'm assuming you're already working as an engineer, right?
Yeah. I did mechanical engineering in university, and then straight out of university, I worked in an engineering capacity for a large industrial contracting company.
So I'm assuming you're making great money. What made you want to flip on the side? I mean, you're probably doing fine.
Yeah, I caught the real estate bug at a young age. Actually, I was like 15 or 16. I used to go to, at the time, my cousin's husband's auto body shop. Mm-hmm. This is when I was in college and university. And he would let me use his like hoist so I could change my brakes or do whatever. And he was getting into real estate at the time. And I remember going upstairs and we'd have a coffee as we're just shooting the breeze or whatever. And
he'd
give me a book. He'd be like, you got to read this book. And like, I'd devour it. I'd be like, this is incredible. And then he'd give the next book. And then, he'd bought a place at the time in Toronto. And he's like, yeah, we're going to be renovating it. And I was like, why don't I come help you paint? And so, we just got along really well. So I helped him out. And then kind of hear things and you're kind of interpreting and internalizing what they did and how they did it. And you kind of get to see the numbers projected. And at the time, I was working at my uncle's tool and die shop. So this is before university. But at the time, I was like, I cannot imagine my life being like this. At the time, I was working just stupid hours. And the guys around me were all miserable. And I was like, this is crazy. So the idea that you can make money while you're sleeping was mind blowing to me.
Yeah, it is.
And to this day, I keep telling people, like, you know, don't, you know, pay off this piece of debt or whatever. Why don't you buy an asset that can pay off this debt? Or just the second that that transition of thinking takes place, your whole world goes upside down. And next thing you know, you're making money. So
what book was that he gave you?
First one was Rich Dad Poor Dad. It's the old classic.
That's the classic, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, for sure. There's another one.
Remember the next one?
Yeah, it was Real Estate Investing in Canada Using the Acre System by Don Campbell. And Don Campbell is like, if I had a shrine at home with like a little golden statue of somebody and I could light a candle next to it, would probably be Don Campbell. I love the guy.
Dang.
He started a real estate investors network group called RAIN back in the day. This is
I
even
think I've
before.
Heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was really, really popular. He's since sold his stake in it, and I believe he's doing farming or something like that out in British Columbia right now and living it up.
I love that, man.
Yeah. I honestly, the guy is like tried and true, like salt of the earth real estate investor who's not like – he's not about your like bling bling and your like fancy Ferraris, but he's about like practical and long-term, and he became very successful. And I think he bred a lot of successful real estate investors. And when I mentioned at the beginning,
incredible.
It's like – the guys that kind of I learned from at the beginning, it was going to these events and learning from these old timers that had been through market cycles, and they, you know, they weren't getting hypnotized by the sexiness of you know, current market trends at the
right.
time.
They always stay conservative because they've been through it all, so they know it can change at the drop of a hat, right? Just like what happened, right, when you said you saw the boom, but you also saw the interest rates go up, but you were protected. Man, that's so crazy. So you said you were 15 or 16 when you got this Rich Dad Poor Dad book. Is that right?
Yeah. Dude,
mad respect to you, man. I when I was 15 or 16, if someone gave me a book, I wouldn't read it. Just because I was not
a
reader, dude.
Honestly,
you know?
I don't know what it was. I think what it was is that my cousin kind of treated me eye to eye. Like he didn't treat me as a kid. Even though he was an adult and I was a kid. In fact, I don't know why, but he had two tickets to the Real Estate Expo in Toronto.
Yeah.
And he called me up because he knew I was getting interested in what he was talking about. I was listening and I was like absorbing it. He's like, you should come with me to this Real Estate Expo. And at that Real Estate Expo, Donald Trump was the keynote speaker.
Oh, man. Incredible, right? And you're probably like – not really realizing how amazing, like what experience you're taking in. Maybe you did. I don't know. But like, I know like what you did when you were younger, incredible experience for your growth and your learning. Like I remember when I was 15 or 16, like, man, it's just, I love reading now, dude. I read nonstop. I love learning. But like when I was young, dude, I wrestled in high school. I just like didn't, I was an idiot, you know? So,
kid yourself, man. I had my moments.
You're making it sound like you're, I'm just envisioning you young being like, man, I'm getting into this. Like, I'm like, dang, that's
no,
guy's
dude,
awesome.
I was a shit disturber growing up and I partially still am, but for some reason it was the idea. I had this entrepreneurial spirit.
That's
probably what you call it. My dad always said, like, I used to march to the sound of my own drum kind of thing, which are all these indications. You know, I've got that sparkle in my eye when I see an opportunity. Naturally competitive, that kind of thing. But
I love it.
For real estate, I think it just clicked. You know, you see all these people who are just working. And the ideas in Robert Kiyosaki's kind of messages are pretty straightforward. It's like, you know buy assets that produce cash flow. You know, it's like if you want to get out of the rat race, you have to either be an investor or a big business owner. You can't save yourself financial freedom. So all these things is like, shit, then how do you do that, right?
That's wild, man. You know, it's interesting. Like I've gone straight to the dream life without like building all the passive income. Like I wholesale, right? So there's active income, but I told you I moved here to Canada. So I went, we bought a farm out here, owned the property outright, like no mortgage and just, I have a rental. I sold another one. But anyway, just like went straight to the dream life. Now I'm just like chilling on my farm and working. Right. But it's, you know, sometimes people like, they want to, you know, get a bunch of properties or get a bunch, like wait till they get there. But I'm like, man, just go do it right now. There's nothing holding you back, you know? So, that's awesome though. That's awesome that you learned and, That's awesome that you took the initiative to do that at a young age. Like that clicked with you. I wish I would have had that, but hey, you know, it's the journeys we go on, you know, it's awesome.
You know, you mentioned at the beginning too, like, you know, the purpose of your podcast is to help people, you know, get into real estate investing and to understand it. And, you know, I come from quite a conservative kind of background of like parenting. My parents are awesome. Like nothing, I can't say a bad thing. They gave me a loving home and all that. However, they like totally like, you know, you go to school to get a job and you get a good job, you get the best job you can so you can work and make something.
And you did
proud.
That. You did really good. You got became.
Yeah. So I've kind of followed my dad's footsteps. My old man's an engineer too. Right. So but the idea of breaking out of that and becoming more entrepreneurial, actually more so, was my grandfather. But, you know, even I remember when I bought my first house, my mother was so uncomfortable with the idea of me actually going and buying a house. Whereas you think you'd be like, this is freaking awesome. My son's finally buying it. Like, no, it was like, you cannot do this. This is the biggest mistake ever.
Wow. Yeah.
That first house that I bought, it was like a, just a dinky little property on the Hamilton Mountain here in Ontario. That in itself funded the whole renovation for where we live now, which is like a dream house.
That's amazing. Yeah, exactly, dude. You're buying it. Man, now people are like, you got to get a house as soon as you can. Like, get in as you know.
Now it's
right?
Urgent.
Like,
I know.
Yeah, you have to get in or you're going to be paying like, because I'm sure the house that you said that you bought first, I'm sure appreciated it a ton.
I bought it for $186,000 and it's now probably worth $700,000. Well, how do you do that? You know?
That doesn't even make sense.
I know. And that's 12, 13 years, I'd say.
Yeah, like the house that I bought in the United States, I bought $270,000 and then I sold it like 6 years later for $650,000. So just crazy stuff like that. And that's how I was able to buy a house here cash, right? Because, you know, you take the American money, which is worth, you know, a little bit more than the Canadian dollar. And
what is it, like $300 to the Canadian dollar at this point or something like that? Yeah,
it's something crazy. but yeah, so that's a – real estate is amazing. It really is. Like, even if like you dabble and you're like, well, let me get a W-2 and I'll own like two or three rentals throughout my life. Like that alone is like an amazing nest egg. Like if you just did something simple.
Yeah, actually it's a good segue from what you're bringing up too. I think you're right. If you're looking at like a small portfolio, something manageable, and you know, you want to buy one or two pieces of rental property, I think it's a really good idea. Like super smart, because remember, when property values go up by, like, you might have, let's say, call it a $100,000 home, you've got $20,000 as a 20% down payment. If that $100,000 home goes up by 20%, like, it's the value of the home that's gone up, but your return on investment has like skyrocketed from what you put in. But what we noticed too, and this is our own thing, like, this is kind of what transitioned us into the bigger deals, is that single family homes, when you're renting them, or even duplexes, triplexes tend to be a little bit, you start to see more production from like multifamily in that scale. But for a single family home, you know, the cash flow nowadays isn't great. Property values has just outpaced what the rents are going to be. So when you buy a single family home, it's like, you know, you start to think to yourself, okay, I'm accumulating this cash flow. I got $150 a month, $200 a month. So at the end of the year, I've got $2,400, and then the furnace breaks.
Yeah, there goes all your cash flow.
And there goes all your cash flow. Now, you might make that massive spread, and that's why buying in the right location is super important with the right demographics. But when you get into the economies of scale of actually unit composition, that's where that cash flow tends to like become a little bit more stable, so that even if you have one, two, three vacancies – at one shot, it doesn't erase you, right? So for example, we've got apartment buildings right now in Edmonton, and it's like, it's a big difference. It's like, you're not cash flowing $100 or $200, you're cash flowing like $2,000 a month. And that, if like one tenant doesn't pay or something like that, it's not the end of the world. You can weather that storm and you can rebuild your coffers pretty quickly. Now, obviously apartments have more money, more problems kind of thing, or more zeros, but, you know, a boiler is a lot more expensive than a furnace.
Of course,
right. But anyway, that's the whole theory there. And of course, people need a place to live. There's the shortage of housing is just unreal. So
are you looking to do investments in the United States, or are you mainly looking to stay in Canada?
Yeah, we're actively looking. As I said, we've bought and flipped in Columbus already. I'm looking
Columbus,
at Tennessee, Ohio.
What is that? Ohio? Okay.
Yeah. So so we actually, I was just there like 2 weeks ago, just visiting some friends, and actually met a bunch of people. I did completely virtual flips out there. So,
oh, yeah, awesome.
Like, bought the property sight unseen, except for like pictures and things like that. You know, worked with a wholesaler, had only met virtually, kind of like you and I are talking right now.
Yeah.
Met with the contractor virtually, did follow virtual calls, made sure things were on pace and things were being, you know, on time, on schedule. And then, yeah, sold it with a realtor who I'd only met virtually as well.
Yeah, that's all I do, bro. I don't meet anybody, yeah, really. I just do everything
virtually. The idea of that, it's so far-fetched until you do it. And you're like,
and then you're like, that's no biggie.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. I'm very involved in the flipping that we do here locally.
Right.
And when I mean very involved, I don't touch the tools anymore. But like from a coordination standpoint, I make sure I check out the sites probably at least once a week, right? Make sure things are going, and I'm well-versed in construction. Partially, I'm kind of a glutton for punishment. I like it. So like I'm kind of nosy. I want to be in there and see what's going on. But it was awkward actually doing these kind of flips and stuff in Columbus. And you'd be sitting there, you're like, so how was it? It's about a 15-minute call this week. Is that it? Like, is that all I'm doing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, totally.
The next
it.
Thing you know, you know, sell, you make 25 grand net on one of them. And it's like, actually, we netted the almost the exact same on both, which collectively was about 50 grand for two.
That's awesome.
And it was like a total of maybe like 7-8 hours, like from start
insane?
To finish.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's insane.
Mind blown. Part of me has actually thought to like screw everything else, man. Like just do that, but
just
I really,
virtually.
Like, yeah, just like you know, buying this stuff because if you have set up the right power team, your real effort is in setting up your network around you. That's where the real big task is. It's not in the nuts and bolts of it. I think if you do a couple flips locally and you kind of know what goes in, a house is a house, whether it's here or in Columbus, doesn't matter.
Right,
codes vary slightly, but. But I do really love the idea of like long-term passive appreciation, having something that is like, you know, is just churning, right?
Yeah, so. That is nice. Cause that's the thing with flipping and wholesaling, it's active income, right? So it's not passive. It's not going to keep going. That's the issue. You got to always keep doing it, but it's good, right? It's good. I think you need both, right? You need some active and you need passive. That's amazing, man. So where can people find you if they want to work with you? I know you say you're looking for investments and looking to raise capital to work with people and give them a return. Tell us a little bit about like where they can find you and how you can work together.
Yeah, for sure. So of course, you know, we're getting into bigger apartment buildings. If you want to see or set up a call and kind of ask some questions or whatever, we have our website's www.palpropertysolutions.com. And there you can kind of see some examples of projects that we've done. You can kind of see some videos and things like that. We also have a podcast as well called the Real Estate Leadership Legacy Podcast, which we're going to be on together. I know that. We also have a full part one of our active income streams is actually we have a property management company here in Hamilton, Ontario.
Yeah.
So for anybody local that has local properties and needs good management, we set up a company called Solutions Property Management. We always felt like property management was just a ripoff. And if you felt that way and you're like, oh my God, what am I paying for? Give us a call. Cause that's kind of why we set up this business the way we did, because we're just,
that's awesome.
It was bred from frustration. So, but yeah, palpropertysolutions.com.
The best businesses usually are, right? Bred from frustration, trying to solve a problem. So that's awesome.
You got it.
So palpropertysolutions.com is where they can watch some videos and reach out to you. Is that what you're saying?
You got it. You got it.
I love that, man. Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. And I honestly think we'll probably do some deals together, whether that's here in Canada or in the States. I come across deals all the time because I teach people how to get, you know, their first or next wholesale deal and how to do deals consistently from like from doing zero, you know, to 2 to 3 deals consistently a month. So, you know, we're run across deals all the time. And if you're interested, we can always send you kind of.
For sure. 100% put me on that buyer's list.
Let's do it. All right, man. Well, is there anything else, any nuggets you want to leave the audience with before we take off?
Yeah, I mean, like you'll hear it till nauseam, but take action, you know? It's funny when you sit there and you absorb all this information. And for those of you listening in your cars, and maybe you're not seeing the videos as much, but you're just internalizing this. When was the last time you blinked and 5 years went by? And it's sad because in 5 more years from now, you could be like a multimillionaire. And bro, it just requires so you to pull up the pants and just do it. So
it's so life is you have to be so intentional in life on like what you want to do. Or like you said, you're going to be 60 years old and be like, I worked
Could've,
like that.
Shoulda, woulda.
Yeah. You're just going to be like, I think I did a good job. It's like, no, you can actually create the life of your dream. Like I'm in Canada right now from the United States. Like that's insane for me because I'm like, never thought I'd live in Canada, but I wanted to, and we freaking got it done. Now I'm living. So anyway, it's just a lot of people be like, why are you moving to Canada? That's just what I wanted. I wanted to live closer to my wife's family and build an ice skating rink back here in my backyard and my farm, and waiting for it to get cold enough, I'm gonna be skating in the winter, man. That's cool. Cool with me.
Love it. Love it. Well, I'll bring the kids over and we can have a few beers while they skate around.
You might be. How far is it from where I'm at in Lindsay? It's got to be like maybe 2 or 3 hours, right? Maybe
not even longer. About 2 hours.
That's not bad.
Lindsay, maybe a little bit more. Yeah.
Do you ever go to the Durham Rhea? Because that's like in Oshawa, and I think that's where it is. Do you ever go there? Yeah. Is that too far from
I haven't been there personally, but I actually grew up in Whitby, which is in Durham. I'm very familiar with the area.
Man, it's nuts. My wife, her grandpa, sold his house in Whitby. He bought it for like $18,000 or like $30,000 and sold it without rehabbing, without doing anything. It was like old, not nice at all, like not updated. He sold for like 1.3. Isn't that crazy? Wild.
Yeah.
Well, imagine
my
that.
Bought the place for like 300 and something thousand, and the place is probably worth 1.5 now. It's really exploded.
Yeah, it has. It really has. So anyway, all right, man. Well, I appreciate you, and let's stay in touch. I'm definitely gonna have to, you know, note down your info so we can do some deals together. Everybody else, have a good time and like, subscribe, hit the bell icon, check out his website, and thanks for supporting us, and we're here to support you. Later.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Nathan Payne, and for the first time ever, we just released this insane training bundle that has literally everything that I've learned from doing a combined 4,000 deals in real estate, all from starting with absolutely no previous business background experience or any real estate experience. Plus, there's over $19,000 worth of free gifts that we're throwing in, all for an insanely low, low price. If you want to get your hands on this, be sure to click the first link on the description below right now.